很高兴有机会在这个地方跟大家一起来分享神的话语。
It's a great pleasure to share God's word with you all.
虽然这不是我第一次跟大家一起分享神的话语。
Though this is not my first time to share God's message with you.
但是既然神告诉我们说我们要用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
However, if God told us that we should worship him with spirit and truth,
那我就必须承认，其实在为我今天的信息做准备的这段时日里，我心里真的是非常的战战兢兢。
Then I need to share with you, frankly, that actually, I was quite nervous as I prepared this message.
那我想我的太太坐在后面，她可以为我作证。
I believe my wife, she can be a witness, to testify my statement here.
那为什么会战战兢兢？我想一方面是我很担心我自己会辜负了神给我这样一个分享他的信息的这样的一个机会。
Why am I so nervous? Because I don't want to fall short of the mission that God has called me to do.
那更担心的是我很担心会让我们的弟兄姐妹因为我的信息让弟兄姐妹的灵里受损。
I'm even more worried that because of my message that brother and sister may not be fed.
我想在我自己其实我前阵子回顾我自己信主已经有十几年的时间。
As I look back my life, I have already accepted the Lord for more than a decade.
我感谢神借着不同的仆人按时用属灵的粮食来喂养我。
I thank the Lord that God has given His servant to help me in many different areas timely.
那我想了一下，算了一下，我大概这信主十几年，我听过的讲道可能已经不下有一千篇。
And as I look back, I realize the number of sermons I've heard over the past more than a decade, I have heard more than 1,000 sermons.
那所有的这些讲道里面，我想给我印象最深刻的，往往都是那些讲员根据他自己的一些生活、工作或者一些侍奉的经历所带出来的信息。
And I realize what impacted me the most is the message that how the speakers, how they have lived as an example to me.
因为我认为这样的信息是活的信息，更能触动我的心，也能够更加的影响我的生命。
I realize such message, they really truly carry a living impact to me. The message is alive and truly influenced my life greatly.
那前几天大家知道的话，上个星期是父亲节。那前几天呢，我有读到一个关于父亲节的一个小短文。
So as you know, the past weekend was the Father's Day weekend, and I have read an article regarding to Father's Day.
那个小短文的题目就是父亲节的最好的礼物就是孩子和父亲的一个交谈或者谈话。
The article talked about what is the best gift for Father's Day. It was talking about when you have a good conversation with your children, that will be the best Father's Day's gift.
所以我一看到这个以后，我想说其实我们做父亲的好像要求也不是很高。
Then I realized the fathers, we are not demanding too much.
那今天我的信息我的正道也是源于几个月前我和我的女儿 Hannah 在一次主日敬拜以后的一次对话。
Then, actually, the sermon I'm preparing actually came from a conversation I had with my daughter Hannah.
我记得那一天是主日敬拜以后 ,Hannah 非常兴奋的她对我说今天有一个小朋友穿的裙子好漂亮。
The conversation started with, right after, a service.My little girl came to me with excitement, say, Daddy, Daddy, a girl who came to church today, she wear a very, very pretty skirt.
我看到 Hannah 的眼睛里面那是闪烁着光芒。
And I see sparkling and blink from her eyes.
而且她的脸上真是有很羡慕的表情。
And her face show a great envy for the pretty dress she saw.
所以我知道她讲的是心里的话。
So I know she really spoke from the bottom of her heart.
那我想在这样的一个时候，任何一个关心自己儿女成长的父亲都不会错过这样的一个机会，来好好的教育一下我们的儿女，什么样才是真正的美。
I believe for all the considered fathers, may use this moment to seize the moment and teach our children what's considered beauty.
那我想我也不例外。
So I don't consider myself an exception.
于是我就问 Hannah, 我就说 ,Hannah, 除了一个美丽的外表，我们还需要一些别的什么美丽的东西。
And therefore I ask Hannah, besides beautiful appearance, what other beauties we should seek after?
哇，那 Hannah 就非常困惑地看着我，她好像没有完全没有明白啊我的意思。
Hannah was perplexed. She looked at me, wondering what I was asking for.
那我也知道怎么和小朋友相处呢，我就说我要给她一点提示。
And therefore, I think I should give my child a little bit more hint.
啊，所以我就用手呢，就指着她的胸口说。我们还需要一些美丽的什么东西，我就指着她的胸口。
And therefore, I use my finger and point to her heart, say, consider what else we should have.
那我心里想的就是说，我们还需要一颗美丽的心。
So what I'm leading to is hoping she can reply, we all need a beautiful heart as well.
啊，但是我看见，但是发现 Hannah 看到我的这个提示以后，她恍然大悟地说，哦 ，Daddy， 我明白了，我们还需要 your beautiful dress。
And all of a sudden, she realized what I was referring to. Say, "Oh, Daddy, you mean we all still need a beautiful dress as well?"
那我听了他的答案，那我只好告诉他说不是。我说我们需要的除了有一个美丽的外表，我们还需要一个美丽的心。
So I look at her, say no. I shake my head, say no. Besides a beautiful appearance.We also need a beautiful heart inside.
好，那我要决定举一反三，想来再来考考他。于是我就问他说，我把手指着他的头说，那除了我们有美丽的心以外，我们还需要美丽的什么？我的心中所想的是一个 beautiful mind.
So what I'm leading to and hoping to leading to is that she can consider further. And therefore I say, then besides a beautiful appearance, a beautiful heart, then I point to my head.And what else do we need? And I was hoping she can answer a beautiful mind.
可是不曾想 ，Hannah 非常肯定地说 ，Daddy, it's a beautiful hair.
Unexpectedly, Hannah answered, "You mean beautiful hair?"
哇，所以我一直以为我们家的 Hannah 是一个虽说不怎么那么听话，但是其实是很善解人意的一个小大人。
I always thought my little Hannah, though her size is small, I would consider it as a little woman. She was so considerate and mature.
我而且呢，你也看到我也在尽力的想把我的内心的一些心思的想法，通过各样的提示来向她表明。
As you know, I try my best in giving her hints so she can go through the track of mind I was leading her to.
但是你也看到。他的回答清楚地告诉我，其实他并不能够完全的理解，并不能完全的明白我的心意。
As a matter of fact, as you know, she didn't reflect the way I wish her to understand.
刚刚过去的这个父亲节，我不知道在座的父亲是不是大多都也收到了儿女们准备的一些礼物。
I wonder, many fathers here, have you received gifts from your children?
我也不知道大家是不是和我一样。当我收到了父亲节的礼物的时候，心里想的总是，其实不论什么样的礼物都好，只要孩子能够明白体贴父母的心意，能够做个听话的孩子就好。
I wonder, were you like me or not? Having gifts are not the most important thing, but having our children understand our mind, it's far more important.
那我们很多时候，我们做父亲的是不是也会有时候有抱怨？我觉得孩子好像不懂我们的心意，不听话，不顺服。
Sometimes we should ask ourselves, have we ever complained that our children they do not consider of what we want?
有没有哪位父亲是没有这样 complain 过的
？I wonder, has any father here never thought this way before? Never complained or never thought about your children did not understand you?
我想可能是没有这样的父亲。
I believe maybe that we couldn't find such father here.
但是。我们其实仔细地想一想，我们信主不论是五年也好，或者十年也好，或者更长的时间，我们属灵的光景是不是有时候也是这个样子？
And however, we should look back ourselves. We have accepted the Lord maybe sometimes 5 years, 10 years, or even longer. Have we been mindful about what our Heavenly Father thinks?
我们也许也在教会里面有很多热心的一些侍奉。
Maybe we all serve in church diligently.
或者有些时候可能我们对圣经读的其实也蛮熟的。
Or sometimes we do spend time to study Bible.
但是我们想想，我们是不是有真正的能够顺服天父的旨意，明白他的旨意，行在他的旨意当中。
However, have we truly followed his will and under his mind to live according what he thought for us?
这就是我今天想跟大家分享的一个信息。
And this is the topic and the theme of today's sermon.
好，我们一起来低头有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们来到你的殿中，求你的灵降下。
Lord, we come to your house. May your Holy Spirit come.
求你得着我们的心。
May you obtain our heart.
主，我们的心要和你的心连接，我们要真真实实的来经历你。
And Lord, may our heart join with your heart.
主，愿我们都顺服在你的旨意当中。
May we do things according to your will.
不论我们是在教会的侍奉，还是在我们日常的生活当中。
No matter we serve in the church or we are doing things outside of the church.
都愿主你的旨意成就。
May your will be done in our life.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，给大家如果也算是一个小的测验，大家还记不记得两周以前的时候，丘吉弟兄在正道当中，他有讲到这样的一个信息啊，他说我们属灵的生命要成长，我们就要从一个我要的这样的一个接受者的这样的一个状态当中，变成一个可以侍奉、乐于付出的这样的一个给予者的这样一个状态。
Perhaps I would like to give you all a quiz. If you remember, about 2 weeks ago, Brother George shared a sermon regarding that for in order for a spiritual life to grow, many of us need to grow from an I want center ministry to a how can I serve type of ministry.
那我想其实。对我来说，在家里有个2个月大的婴儿，我对于好像小孩子说我要我有这样的需要，我这样的需要，我是真的是有很切身的感受。
Actually, I can truly speaking from experience, since I just received a two months old infant in the family, and she truly showed an example of such I want example.
那我想我们要从这样一种我需要的这样一种接受者状态，要能变成一种。给予者的这样的状态的话，在这样的转变当中，我想我们体贴神的心意就显得尤其的重要。
So it becomes ever more important that how can we grow from a receiver to a giver that we truly need to understand our God's will.
而否则的话，我们要若不是继续停留在我需要这样的被喂养的状态中，就是进入了一种新的，我要按照我的目标，我要按照我的时间。我要按照我的计划来侍奉的这样的新的我要的状态。
If we continue to stay at the same stage, we are jumping from one circumstances of I want this, I want that, I want this time, I want that moment, I want that place to another I want this time to another I want this place.
我想在我们的教会当中，我们有各种各样的教导，来勉励我们弟兄姐妹来积极参与教会的事工。
I believe this church has provided many opportunities and encourage you all to participate in different areas of the ministry.
我们也清楚地知道，我们属灵的生命要有好的成长，我们就必须从侍奉当中来学习。
As we all know, if we want to grow spiritually, we need to participate to be part of the service.
不过但是我发现也肯定会这样的一个倾向，我想我们可能因此也会形成这样的一种观念，就是认为在教会中多做事总比少做事强，侍奉只要有热心就好。
So many times, this type of scenario sometimes may mislead people to thinking the more service you do is better than less service you do. The more things and more effort you put into is much better than not you're doing less things.
但是我们如果看看圣经的话，我们发现其实圣经中的教导告诉我们事实其实并非完全如此。
And actually, if we open our scripture, we realize the scripture didn't really teach us this way exactly.
我们在这个历代志上的17章有说到大卫王想到神的约柜还在帐幕当中，而他自己却住在香柏木的宫殿里，就想要为神来建圣殿。
In the Second Chronicles chapter 17, David thought aboutthat he wished he can build a temple for God as he is living in a palace of cedar himself.
那一开始的时候，大卫王的祭司也是拿单，也赞同神的计划，说你可以照你的心意行。
So, King David consulted the prophet at the time, who is Nathan. And Nathan, in the beginning, also agreed with David, say, maybe you should go ahead, yes.
但是后来神的话临到了拿单。
So in the beginning, Nathan said, whatever you have in mind, go ahead, do it. But later on, God's word came upon Nathan.
那神要拿单告诫大卫说，你不可以建殿，神要大卫的后裔来为他建圣殿。
God passed the words to Nathan, asking to tell David, you are not the one to build me a house to dwell in.
那另外一件事情呢，是记在使徒行传中。
The second incident was recorded in the book of Acts.
我们大家都很熟悉，我们知道说保罗他本来是要去亚细亚传道，到东方传道。
As many of us remember, at the time, in the beginning, Paul was about to travel to Asia to preach the gospel.
但是神借着马其顿人这样的一个异梦异象，告诉保罗说，其实那不是神他自己的计划。
And through a vision from Macedonia, God telling Paul,Asia is not the place to go, but rather to go to Macedonia.
那在这两个故事当中，我们看到大卫王因为顺服了神，神就让他的国建立，而保罗因为顺服了神，神就让福音在各地得到传播。
Through these two instances, we realize God established David's kingdom through his obedience, and God also blessed the ministry and allowed Paul to preach the gospel and spread the gospel after Paul obeyed God's will.
所以在这两个故事当中，我们可以很清楚地看见，神所喜悦、神所祝福的事工侍奉，不是以自我为中心的我要的侍奉，而是体贴主心意的侍奉。
From these two stories, we realize what God is looking for is not a self-centered type of ministry according to our liking, but rather according to His will.
那讲到这个地方呢，我也想给大家继续分享一个另外的我刚刚读到的一个小故事。
Right now, I would like to share a small story with you.
那这个故事呢是关于美国的第30任的一个总统，叫 Kevin Coolidge 的一个总统。
This story is about United States President Kevin Coolidge.
那 Kevin Coolidge 总统呢，他是出生在 Vermont 一个非常偏远的一个小村落。
Kevin Coolidge came from a very remote small village.In Vermont.
那他做了总统以后呢，他有一次就邀请他家乡的父老乡亲去白宫做客。
After he became president, he invited his countrymen from Vermont, to White House.
哇，他邀请的那些淳朴的乡亲，可能很少有离开过 Vermont， 他们根本不知道在白宫这样的地方应该有些什么样的礼节。
They are simple countrymen. They have never left Vermont ever in their life, and now this is their first time.Going to far away to White House, and they have no idea what the etiquette they should follow as they get into the White House.
那于是他们当中的一些长者有智慧的人就说，这个好办，我们最好的办法，我们就照着总统做什么，我们就跟着做什么。
As they wonder what manner they should follow, some of the wise person in among them say, "We just follow whatever the president does."As long as we follow whatever he does, we will be fine.
哇，他们这个策略好像其实也蛮成功，让他们好像一直都没有出丑，避免出丑。
And this plan seems to be perfect, and for a while they didn't make any mistake while they were in the White House.
那直到最后他们吃完晚饭以后，他们是他们的喝咖啡的时间。
And at the end of the meal is their dessert time, and it's about time they have coffee.
他们就看见总统呢就。把一些咖啡就倒到了一个小碟子里。
And what they have seen is the President Kevin Coolidge start to pour coffee in a small dish.
那他们就马上就照着做了。
So all the countrymen, they also followed him and poured the coffee into a small dish.
那接下来他们看见总统又倒了一些奶也在那个小碟子里。
And then they start to see the President start to pour some milk also in the dish.
哇，他们也。Yeah, 他们也就照做，他们想接下来总统就开始要 喝咖啡了。
So they follow along as well, and they were expecting the president is going to either lick or drink the coffee from the plate.
但是不曾想总统没有这样做。
And however, the president didn't do that.
他只是弯下了身子。
And however, he bent down.
他把小碟子放在了地上。
He put the little dish, little plate on the floor.
然后就把他的猫咪给召了过来。
And ask the kitty cat to come and drink the milk from the dish.
所以你看到，因为这些乡亲他们不知道总统做这些事情的心意，所以他们就出了 闹了笑话。
As you know, the countrymen, they do not really understand the intent from the president, and therefore, they make the fool of themselves.
不论他们是怎么样努力在模仿主人的一举一动。
No matter how hard they try to imitate the president was doing.
那我想我们的侍奉其实也是同样如此。
And actually, when I think back, this is the same thing to our service in the Lord as well.
如果我们不能够真正的明白天父的心意，
If we couldn't truly understand the intent of our Heavenly Father,
就算我们有再多的事工，再多的节目，也不一定就是合神心意的侍奉。
And then no matter how many programs we could have in the church, how many different type of ministry we do, we may never satisfy our Heavenly Father's heart.
那也许我们要问，那什么样，什么才是以基督的心为心，什么才是天父的心意呢？
Then we come to the question then,What is following God's will? What is to be like-minded, like Christ?
那我想以基督的心为心，是主耶稣基督在客西马利园向父神的祷告。
I believe this is what our Lord prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
他也是约瑟向伤害了他的弟兄说，现在不要因为把我卖到这里就自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来，为要保全性命。
This is also like the same reply how Joseph told his brothers, "Don't worry and do not lose heart, for it is God's will that He sent me here first, so to save your life."
那以基督的心为心，也是使徒保罗对腓立比教会所说的：“我先前以为与我有益的，我现在都因为基督的缘故，当作有损的。”
And in the same way, this is how Paul encouraged the church in Philippi, that your attitude should be the same as that of Christ, that whatever was to my profit, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ.
我想以基督的心为心，就是我们要有所为，也有所不为。
And therefore, in order to be the same attitude as Christ, that therefore we should do something, and we also should... prevent ourselves not to do something.
我们要因为是我们要因为爱神的缘故，在凡事上只求神的喜悦，而不是人的喜悦。
There are do's and don'ts that we need to do according and please our God, rather than pleasing man.
那以基督的心为心，也是我们为了教会的成长，我们甘心乐意的奉献。
And therefore, pleasing our Lord to be like Him is how we.Have this church to start to grow.
那以基督的心为心，也是我们为了教会的合一，我们放下我们自己的计划。
To be like-minded and to unite as one in Christ is our purpose.
以基督的心为心，也是我们为了他人的好处，我们情愿陪他多走一里路。
To be like Christ is to walk extra miles for others.
也是我们一切只为了福音的缘故，而不求自己的益处。
To be like Christ is to seek other people's benefit and ignore our own needs.
那我前一阵子呢，在网络上有看到一个福音的网络上有看到一个这样的一个问卷调查。
And for a few days ago, I happened to saw a questionnaire from internet.
我想这样的一个问卷调查的话，我想跟大家看一看。我想它可以帮助我们检视一下我们是否常常去寻求神的旨意。
I would like to share this questionnaire with you. Perhaps once we go through this questionnaire, we can examine ourselves whether we follow God's will or not.
所以我们这里大概有七个问题，大家可以在心里来看看你自己的答案是什么。
There are seven questions here, and may you do some self-examination to see are you following God's will.
那第一个就是我是否曾经请求神的帮助。
The first question, have I ever asked God for help?
还是说只是靠自己的能力。
Or you are always trying to do things on your own?
那第二个就是我们是否在意我们生活中的每一个领域都信靠神，而不仅仅只是在某一件事上相信信靠神。
Second question is,Do we trust in the Lord in every single area in our life? It's not just a few things.
我想我们很多时候我们都有听到这样的说法，说 哎呀，这件事情实在是困难，我真是没办法，我只好向神祷告了。
And many times we heard people saying the word, saying, "This is the end of my effort. I really couldn't do it. Now is the time I should turn to the Lord."
所以很多时候，我想我们都是只在某一件事情上，在最困难的事情上，才寻求神的旨意。
And many times we seek the Lord only after we realize we couldn't do anything.
那第三个的是，如果神的旨意已经很清楚地向我们显明，我们是否愿意来顺服？
The third question is, if God's will is clearly presented before you, are you willing to obey?
那我想很多时候我们看到神的旨意跟我们的旨意 match 的时候，我们就说 great。 如果是不 match 的时候，我们想说，神，等一下，我还再想一想。
And many times when we see God's will matches with our own, we say, oh, well, this is great. I'm willing to follow. But we need to consider what happened if doesn't.
那第四个提示，我们所做的决定是不是受到我们个人的能力或者弱点的影响或左右？
Number four, question number four. Are our personal choice influenced and led by our own ability, our own weakness.
因为其实我们很多时候我们都喜欢停留在我们自己的 comfort zone 里面。
Because many times we would like to stay in our own comfort zone.
所以很多时候我们的决定只是因为我们自己的一个喜好而已。
And many times we make choices according to our own liking.
那第五个问题是，这样的决定是我们个人，就是完全是一个个人的自由意志的一个产物吗？
And fifth,Are the choices we made are according to our own personal will?
所以这跟第一条有点类似，就是我们有没有在这样的事情上寻求神的帮助。
The first is similar to first. Whether have we seek for God's will in the things we are doing?
那第六项是我们是否有寻求过成熟的属灵上成熟的基督徒的建议和帮助。
Number six, have we ever seek for advice from spiritual?Elderly brothers or sisters.
那最后一个是，我们是否在我们做决定后，我们是否有内心那种平安，来确定这样的决定是不是出于神，是不是正确。
Number seven, do we test the choices we are making according to the peace we receive in our heart?
好了，我想如果每道题的答对，每道题是一分的话，我不知道大家可以答到几分。
I wonder if each questionnaire count as one point. I wonder how many points do you score?
不知道是不是这个结果是不是令大家自己满意。
I wonder whether the result you're satisfied with the result you have or not.
好，那接下来我们想，我们还是继续再回到圣经当中，来一起学习如何以基督的心为心，如何来做到体贴神的心意。
So let us turn back to the scripture and let us learn how may we change our attitude to be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
感谢神，他在圣经当中已经为我们预备了很多的榜样。
I praise the Lord that God already provide many examples in His own holy scripture.
我们今天我们的圣经我们来读一下的就是在腓立比书第二章第五到八节，都是大家非常熟悉的经文。
And let us turn to a very familiar verse, which is printed on the back of your bulletin, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8.
那我先用中文来读，然后请周杰弟兄用英文来读。
We will read in Chinese first, then English.
腓立比书第二章五到八节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
那我想我们要做到以基督的心为心，或者说要做到体贴神的心意，我们第一个要做的就是舍弃自己，谦卑侍主。
So in order to have an attitude be as the same as of the Christ, the very first thing we should do is that we should have no self.
啊，那我想以基督的心为心，它本来包含的其实是很广的含义。但是我们刚才读的这段经文告诉我们说，主耶稣基督他不以与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己。
But as we know, it was in order to have same heart like Christ, it was being told here that he did not consider equality with God something to be grasped.
好，那这里讲的说不以与神同等为强夺，反倒虚解，就是说主耶稣他舍弃自己本身该有的地位，本身该有的形象和权利。
So Jesus forsake the placement he ought to have, but rather he made himself nothing.
那我想其实舍弃本来就是谦卑的一种表现。
So he put away as a way of showing humility.
那我想舍弃对我们现代人来说仿佛是一个很陌生的一个概念。
So forsaking is a very foreign idea to our modern people.
我经常把现今的社会比作是一个要抓住的社会。
Oftentimes I see the society today, the secular world is something I need to go after.
我不知道我们大家接受的教育是不是这样，而且我们教导我们自己儿女的时候是不是大多时候都是对他们说你们要好好的抓住机会。
Oftentimes I wonder whether we teach our children this way, saying we should seek every single opportunity we have.
那我想对在职场中的来说，要抓住这些机会可能是一份高薪的工作。
So to many people who are working in a secular world, that we all have a tendency to seek for opportunity.
这样机会可能是高薪的工作，也可能是一个晋级的机会。
In your workplace, when you find the opportunity, maybe it's a time for you to be promoted, or maybe it's a way for you to have a better salary.
那对商人来说的话，可能是一份潜在的客户的订单。
And maybe to some salesperson, this could be your potential sales.
那对学生来说，可能就是一份名牌大学的录取通知书。
And to many students, maybe this is a way for you to get into a good college.
那我想我们在 IBM 工作的人，我们其实都很熟悉，每个季度我们公司的 CEO 都会送出一封致员工的信。
For us who work in IBM, it's very familiar to you all that at the end of each quarter, we all receive a letter from our CEO.
那我想这信里面写的内容大家都很熟悉，不外乎是我们公司的策略是如何如何的正确，那我们前面有多少多少的机会来等待我们去把握。
It's familiar to many of us that once we receive a letter, the CEO always talk about how correct, how great our company is aiming to, and we do have a great plan ahead of us, and we are on track.
那我想其实要想抓住机会本身并没有什么不妥。
And to me, there is nothing wrong with seeking for opportunity.
那我想我们要警醒的就是我们要清楚的明白我们抓住的到底是些什么东西。
And however, what we need to consider is whether what are we seeking for?
那我们为了抓住这些东西，我们有没有失去一些更加宝贵的东西？
As we seeking for something, are we losing something more important?
那在我们有成功的时候，我们有没有一颗感恩的心，把荣耀归给我们的神？
At the time of our success,Are we grateful to our God who shown His glory to us?
那更重要的时候，更重要的是，我们是否愿意为了神的缘故，舍弃我们已经抓住的，来跟随他。
And more importantly, have we forsake the glory of this world and turn back and follow God and carry our own cross?
那我想，我们只有真正的学会了舍弃自己，我们才会真正的得到神。
And only by time we realize we learn to put away ourselves and aiming for God, then we know how we can follow God.
那也就这样的时候，我们的侍奉才是真正的符合神心意的侍奉，而不是一个以自我为中心的我要的侍奉。
Only then our service can be done according to God's will and not center around what we want.
那第二个我想给大家分享的，我们要能够真正的做到以基督的心为心，能够明白天父的心意，我们就要全然的顺服，讨主的喜悦。
The second thing is, in order to be like my, as the same as Christ, that we should seek to seek for His pleasure.
我们看到主耶稣基督他在克西马利园，他向父神的祷告是说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
As Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane to His Father, He said, "Yet not according to my will, but Your will."
啊，那在我们这段经文里面说，主耶稣基督他自己卑微，存心顺服。
As we know that, He made himself nothing, and rather he is obedient.
那我们在知道圣经当中，挪亚是圣经当中一个完全顺服神旨意的一个属灵的伟人。
As we see a spiritual giant Noah, he's truly a person who followed after God's will.
他全然的信靠神，即使神要他做的事情，按照我们常人看来，好像是非常的不合情理。
And he truly is a God, man of God. He does things, even it seems like the things he, were doing are not reasonable.
虽然我们不能确切地知道说，在大洪水之前，挪亚生活在具体一个什么样的地方。
Though we couldn't really understand the circumstances and the condition of the place that Noah was living at the time, before the flood.
但是我想我们没有人会以为挪亚是生活在像新奥尔良那样的一个水灾泛滥之地。
But I believe, at the time, Noah, wasn't living in the place like a New Orleans, which, suffered a flood easily.
啊，所以当神要挪亚去建一艘大到跟他从来没有见过，甚至从来没有想过的方舟的时候，我想挪亚的心中可能有各样的疑问。
And therefore, when God called Noah to build a huge ark, I believe Noah may have many questions in his mind.
但是我们看到诺亚却没有任何的推搪，也没有任何的拖延，没有问 why 为什么。
However, Noah did not ask why.
圣经上就说诺亚就这样行，凡神所吩咐的，他都照样行了。
And Noah didn't delay the request.Whatever God asked, he followed.
在这个地方我们看到神并没有对挪亚说，你可以按照你自己的喜好去建一艘你喜欢的船。
And as we see in the passage, God did not allow Noah to build the ark according to his own liking.
相反的，神把这个方舟的大小、材料和外形，一切的一切，都向挪亚做了非常详细的说明。
And however, God gave detailed planning and blueprint of the boat to Noah.
那挪亚不但是照着神所做的，而且是完完全全毫无保留的照着神的指示去做。
And Noah followed along in every single detail.
那我不知道大家有没有注意，其实神从神要挪亚开始建方舟到洪水毁灭之间，其实经过了有整整的120年。
I wonder whether you noticed or not. By the time God made a request to Noah to build the ark, until he finished the ark, it's about 120 years.
那我想神等了这么长的时间，可能一方面也是对人的一个对人的怜悯，同时可能也包含了神对挪亚的一个考验。
I believe in such a long time, it's not only a test and mercy from God allowing men to repent, but also it's a test for Noah.
那你想在这120年的时间里面，诺亚肯定听到了无数的冷嘲热讽。
I believe in this 120 years, Noah probably was ridiculed, this and that here and there.
那我这里呢有，我这里有一个就是好像儿童的圣经当中的一个图片。
And now right here is a picture from a children ministry.
如果不知道大家看不看得清楚。
And I wonder whether you can see the picture clearly or not.
我们看到诺亚的这些朋友，他们都表现出好像很讥笑的表情。
As we can see, the friends of Noah, they were ridiculing, and mocking, Noah.
那我想我们在美国，我们其实经常会听到的一个词汇就是同伴压力。
I believe many of us heard the term peer pressure.
那我想我们在座的这些年轻朋友，可能在学校。对这样的同伴的压力应该是有亲身的体会。
I believe many of young people, you do experience peer pressure.
那我们知道在受到同伴压力的时候， 我们自然做出的反应就是我们学习去讨好人而不是讨好神。
So many times when young people face peer pressure, many times we just follow along our peer and instead of seeking after God's will.
但是我想我们能够想象到我们受到的任何的这个同伴的压力和诺亚能够受到在120年中能够受到的是完全没有办法相比。
So let's think about the peer pressure you are facing right now. Can you put a comparison to the peer pressure that Noah has been through for this 120 years? Can you imagine that?
Yeah, 我们看到在120年的同伴的压力下诺亚都没有改变他顺服神旨意的心。
That Noah persist and never change his mind in this 120 years of ridicule and peer pressure.
那我想我们要能够以基督的心为心的第三点，我们就是要学习怎样真心的悔改，回到父的家。
And in order to have the same attitude as same as of Christ Jesus, that we should have a repentant heart and turn to the Lord.
在约翰福音的第三章十七节也说，主耶稣基督他知道天父差他降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him, recorded from John chapter 3 verse 17.
也正因为如此，主耶稣基督为了我们罪的缘故，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
For this very reason, our Lord Jesus Christ, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
那在路加福音里面，我们这个浪子回头的故事大家都不陌生。
And another familiar story to many of us is the from the Gospel of Luke, the story of prodigal son.
那我想这也是圣经当中对天父的心肠描写的最生动、最形象的一段故事。
Which is the account with the most vivid description about our Heavenly Father's heart.
当这个故事中的父亲再次得到那死而复活、失而复得又得的小儿子所表现出来的欢喜快乐，常常会让我们感动。
And many times we were moved by this father when he received his son, once was lost, now is found.
而且当我们看到小儿子起初他的悖逆的时候，我们也会感到痛心。
And many times we were hurt by the rebellious action made by his younger son.
那我想我们凡是人，我们都会有犯错。
And yet we realize we are human, we all make mistakes.
在犯错以后，我们首先要面对的就是犯错所带来的后果。
We all need to face the consequence of the mistake we made.
但是在我们面对这些后果的时候，我们不可忘记神看待我们的过犯，就像浪子的父亲，浪子回头里面父亲看待孩子的过错一样。
Yeah, let us remember, after we face the consequence of our mistake, we must realize our Heavenly Father was just like the father who received his lost son.
神不会轻易放弃他的孩子，只要我们真心的悔改，天父的家门永远会为他们敞开。
God will never let us go easily. As long as we have a repentant heart, He is always there receiving us.
所以讲到这里，我想如果我问你是大儿子还是小儿子更能体贴父亲的心意，我想你就能够明白，其实小儿子更能体贴父亲的心意。
And therefore, when I ask you which son, whether the older son or the younger son, who understands his father more, and maybe now you can understand, is the younger son who understands his father more.
因为小儿子他能体贴父亲的心意，是等着他的悔改，等着他回家。
Because younger son realized the father is waiting him to turn back, waiting him to repent.
所以在他陷入他自己人生最困难、最低谷的时候，他最终选择了悔改和选择了回家的路。
And therefore, when the younger son went through the lowest point of his life, he realized this is the time to repent and turn back to his father.
那我想小儿子这个功课其实特别值得在我们在座的年轻人，不论是要离开家去外面求学或者是去外面工作，值得大家的学习。
I believe the story of this younger son can set an example, especially to our young people who are about to step into society or going to college.
当你到了一个新的环境当中，遇到不同的问题，犯错我想是几乎是没有办法可以避免的。
It's unavoidable that we are going to make a mistake in a new environment.
当我们犯错的时候， 我们既可以选择想方设法来掩盖自己的错误。
And many times when we make mistake, yes, we can try to cover up our wrongs.
我们可能也可以选择要靠着自己的努力，靠着自己的能力来试图解决这些问题。
Or we can use our effort and endeavor to solve the problem.
那也就像这个故事里面的小儿子一样，他去投靠那地方的一个人，而被打发去田里放猪。
And or just like the youngest son who find out once he ran out of money, then he start to work for someone and start to feed pigs.
有些时候可能也会，我们也可以选择好像继续的放纵，在错误的路上继续走下去。
Or we can make a choice of trying to continue to indulge ourselves and continue to walk to the wrong path.
但是如果我们真正明白我们天父的心意，我们就知道正确的道路其实只有一条。
And however, if we truly understand the will and the heart of our Heavenly Father, then we realize that there is only one way.
那就是回家的路。
That is the way to back home.
而要走上回家这条路，我们所需要的就是一颗悔改的心。
And the only way to walk on this way to return back home is a repentant heart.
我曾经其实在准备今天的信息之前，我也很犹豫要不要用今天的这个主题来作为今天的信息。
And actually, when I was preparing this sermon, I was debating myself whether I should pick this topic or not.
因为我觉得要做到以基督的心为心，其实没有任何的捷径可走。
And because I realized in order to have the same heart like Christ Jesus, there is no shortcut.
也绝不是好像我们在一起来坐着听几篇讲道，或者来参加几次的主日敬拜，我们就可以做到以基督的心为心。
It's not like something we can hold a workshop and start to learn, or we just listen to a few sermons. We can to be like-minded with Christ.
我想我们要做到基督心为心，我们就必须心意更新而变化，叫我们的价值观，叫我们的优先的次序，能够符合神的价值体系，符合神的优先次序。
However, in order to be like-minded with Christ, we need to first renew ourselves, to revive ourselves in order to have the value system and the priority that God is giving us.
我想而且更重要的是，我们必须要在我们的生命当中把它给活出来。
And most importantly, we must live out such value system.
那在这个地方，我想给大家一个这样的挑战。
And therefore, I would like to give you a challenge here.
我们可不可以来寻找一个可以改变的地方，好让我们能够做到更加的体贴神的心意。
Why don't we find an area that we can all follow so that we can to be more considerate of God's will?
提醒大家一句，我说的是改变自己的地方，不是改变别人的地方。
I would like to remind you, I'm asking us individually to make some change ourselves, not changing other people.
所以不要去看你的配偶，不要去看你的儿女。
And therefore, do not look around to look for your children, your spouse, or your parents.
我想，如果你是一个害羞的人，你能不能走出你自己的 comfort zone, 多带一位朋友、同学、同事来到我们的教会？
For instance, if you're an introverted person, are you willing to step out of your comfort zone and invite one, your friend or your coworker to lead them into the church?
如果你是像99% 的中国人都一样，都是一个好面子的人。
Or if you're like 99% of Chinese who always like to save our own face,
你能不能学习怎么样来对自己的配偶、儿女、家人或者弟兄姐妹来说对不起？
Let us change ourselves. Are you able to apologize to your own spouse, your parents, or your children?
如果你是经常受到同伴压力的，你能不能学习怎么样能够不受同伴压力的束缚，来做符合神心意的事情，即使这样可能会让你变得不那么的受欢迎。
If you're often being bound by the peer pressure, are you able to break through and willing to stand up so even though this may lead you to some unwelcoming condition?
那或者是能不能我们尽量的调整我们的时间，调整我们的生活的习惯，让我们可以能够准时的来参加主日的敬拜，准时的，不是差五分钟，差十分钟。
Or can we change our own life schedule so that we can attend Sunday service on time, not just miss 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or 15 minutes?
那如果是做父母亲的，我们能不能 学习怎么样来带领自己的儿女一起读经祷告，好让他们能够走在主的真道当中。
To us parents, are we able to break through and start to lead our family to family altar and lead them to lead our children to read Bible and worship God together in a family setting?
我想我们只要其实大家去认真的去找，我们一定可以找到很多这样的地方。
If we truly condition ourselves and seriously seeking for some areas that we can change, I believe we all can find some areas for us to change.
如果你实在觉得找不到的话，你可以问一下你身边的人。
If you truly couldn't find any areas for your life to change, maybe you can ask someone who's sitting next to you.
他会帮你的。
I'm sure the person will help you out.
那几年前圣诞节的一个主日呢，我有在带儿童的一个主日崇拜。
I remember a few years ago I was leading children worship in during Christmas weekend.
那当日的这个主日儿童主日崇拜这个主题是主耶稣的诞生和东方博士来拜见主耶稣。
And Sunday school curriculum for children at the time was the birth of Jesus and Magi from the East.
我们知道东方的博士给主耶稣带来了黄金、乳香和没药这样的礼物。
As we know, Magi brought along gifts of gold and incense and myrrh to Jesus.
那小朋友都很好奇说这些是什么样的礼物。
So all the children were curious about this, those gifts.
那我就向小朋友做了解释，解释完以后我又问他们说，主耶稣再来的时候你们有没有准备好献上什么样的礼物。
Then I spent some time to explain to the children what are those gifts representing. Then I turned around and asked them,Have you prepared your gift if Jesus is coming again?
那这一次和我前面提到的我和 Hannah 的对话不同。
Now the response I received is different from the previous conversation I had with Hannah I just mentioned.
那经过了我的提示以后，那里的小朋友都给出了我心目中我想要的答案。
After some hinting, all the children gave the correct answer I had in my heart.
那我心目中期待答案就是我们的把我们的心作为献给主耶稣的礼物。
The answer I was expecting is that children will say we will offer our heart as gift to Jesus Christ.
我想当我们真正的做到以基督的心为心的时候，我们的心就成为献给主耶稣最好的礼物。
I believe when our attitude and our heart truly is the same as that of Christ Jesus, that is the timeThat we can truly say we are presenting our heart to our Lord as the best gift.
我相信这样的礼物必蒙神的喜悦，也蒙神的祝福。
I believe this type of gift will be pleasing to God's heart and His eye, and we will truly be blessed.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你，你赐下你的话语给我们。
And Lord, we give you thanks for you have given your own words to us.
让你真的是能够来摸着我们的心。
May you truly touch our hearts.
我们的心要向着神。
Because our hearts need to turn back to you.
主，我们很多时候我们心里有刚硬，我们有悖逆。
And Lord, many times we are rebellious and we are stubborn.
主，感谢你借着信息告诉我们我们是你的儿女，你等着我们回家。
And Lord, we thank you for your message. You're reminding us, you are waiting for us, and you're waiting for us to turn back to go home.
主，求你给我们智慧，给我们力量，能够找到我们生命当中我们需要改变的地方。
And Lord, may you give us wisdom and heart, and let us know what should we change in order to return back to you.
好，让我们变得更加像你。
So that we can be more like you.
我们祷告祈求奉主的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.